We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's time to talk to our boy Blue, Larry Bluestein, about the high school football weekend. Blue, good morning. Happy Football Friday to you. How you doing?
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Good weekend. Last weekend, kind of a down weekend, but starting last night, today, and tomorrow, you have some pretty good action, and I'm excited about it.
Hey, Blue, were you a little surprised last night? Homestead beat on Doral as badly as they did. We've been kind of pumping up this Doral team.
Yeah, I was at the game. I think what happened was it just got a lot more athletes right now at Homestead, and Doral's very young, building. Eddie Delgado's done a great job. And what an atmosphere. It was a great atmosphere, district title game. And, I think Homestead had just a little bit too much for him. Very athletic team, Homestead. They've always had a lot of athletes, but now with a tremendous coaching staff, Coach Simpson's done a great job. And, yeah, great. I was surprised by the score. I wasn't surprised that Homestead won. They kind of got out of hand, and they couldn't stop. Homestead was running extremely well, and they saw Coach Norvell from FSU was there. Coach Higgins checking out the kid Lyons, who they committed, a big defensive tackle who made basically every other play. He's a monster. Yeah. So I was surprised, Joe, by the score, but not by the outcome.
All right. Well, let's get to the big boy game tonight. The two Catholic schools. Poor Father Kelly. He didn't know what to do tonight. St. Thomas Aquinas, Cardinal Gibbons, they moved it up to FAU, said if we're going to keep our own money, well, let's move it up to FAU and let's play this damn thing. What are your thoughts on this game tonight, or Saturday night, excuse me?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I kind of snicker at the revenge factor because everybody, oh yeah, St. Thomas is upset. They're going to, meanwhile, they Gibbons lost to him 35 straight years before that. Where was the revenge factor there? So yeah, I just think it's two really good football teams, two well-coached teams, two defending state champs. Come on, guys. I mean, you get two defending state champions in one game again. Gibbons 2 weeks ago had a tough time with Heritage, couldn't close it out. That was their only loss. And, I like the schedule because now we're here in week 8 and you're playing those tougher teams rather than playing them early. Now you're going to be tested because you got this Saturday and next Saturday, they got to go over to Venice, and Venice is by all counts the top team in the state of Florida. So, I like it. I like it. I like it for both teams. I'm one of those guys who think that every year that, Columbus and St. Thomas should play two different recruiting areas, two different, and I think that Gibbons, now that they're back in the mix, should be stick their head in there as well every couple of years.
Does Gibbons talent-wise match up across the board with St. Thomas?
No, I don't think so. Not as far as senior talent. They got a lot of young kids, that are emerging. They have a tremendous defensive line. They have some really good kids. But Gibbons is a younger team. A lot of people don't realize, after last year's state title, they had a lot of seniors. But, But as far as talent, they have kids that can make plays. I watched it, the Kamari Moulton kid, the running back, who I think is as good as anybody, just a junior. He's made plays. But, you know, St. Thomas has got they're big up front. They're well coached. They have a quarterback that's won two state titles. You know, they have a defense that's really that flies to the ball. I think it's going to be a good game. I really do. I think a very entertaining game, and I'm glad they're playing at a venue like that.
Who do you like?
I think, you know, St. Thomas, maybe just because of the fact that they're a deeper team, if it comes down to the last. Both teams have a really good special team. So I think it's going to be a really close game, really close.
Shaman Abadan at Gulliver Prep also, big one. Yep.
Yeah, it's a huge one. I mean, you know, Gulliver hasn't lost in the regular season in 2.5 years. So, I mean, and they're going up against a Chaminade team that we know. Joe, you and I watched them against Western to begin the season. And defensively, they're as good as anybody. I don't care who. As good as anybody. They've already proven it. I mean, they played a really tough schedule. Gulliver has played who they've played. The only downfall for Chaminade is the last 2 weeks they were off, and that's not by design. It's just because that's how the COVID got, you know, when Champagnat was supposed to play him, and then last week against Lauderdale. So they may have a little bit of rust, but if they had any injuries, they're healed by now. So I think Chaminade wins this game. I just think that they're a better defensive team. Gulliver still has a lot to prove as far as that. They haven't been able to get over the hurdle the last 2 years. Lost to Booker T 2 years ago, who eventually won the state title, and then lost to Cardinal Gibbons last year, and Cardinal Gibbons won the state title. So their losses haven't been stunning, believe me. I mean, they've been against really good competition. I think this is a really good game, tremendous game to watch as well.
Gulliver Prep, undefeated, been playing, you know, playing really well. How overall is their talent, though, the talent level?
Really
I know
good.
You weren't sold on them. The reason I bring it up, you weren't really sold on them because of the schedule. You saw this happening and said, I don't know how much we're going to be able to tell.
Yeah, well, you know what, they've beaten some pretty good teams along the way. They went into Bradenton and beat Manatee, and they beat a good Dade Christian team, you know, who's really beat them good, and they beat Champagnat really good as well. So they've been firing on all cylinders. It's just I don't think that they've well, a lot of teams haven't met a team like Chaminade yet. I mean, let's face it, they've gone to state 5 straight years. They won state 3 out of the last 4. They're stacked with talent. They send kids routinely to Power 5 schools. They're well coached. Damian Jones has done a great job. So, I mean, this is definitely Gulliver's toughest game, you know, since last year's Gibbons game, no doubt.
All right, let's jump. You know, you got to have something going on at Trask Powell. Come on, man. This one's got a nice little history to it. Luke got a really good Edison team. You're already laughing. Spent some time at Central, knows all those players. Matter of fact, they all know each other there. Edison's got a nice little team, but they are playing against a different level team, and I'm guessing Central will be up for this game. What do you expect tonight between Edison and Central?
Well, you know, I don't want to close the book so quickly because Edison went to the Panhandle last week, drove 620 miles, played a team that hadn't lost at home in 25 games, took them down to the wire.
That's right.
It was 21-14, you know. So, obviously, Niceville is not Central. Niceville's a very good football team. But I think Central now, because everybody was doubting them, they're playing on all cylinders. They're healthy. They're starting quarterback. If they want him, he can come back. You know, he's ready to come back, but they've been getting a lot of mileage out of their backup, tremendous running game. And yeah, I think on the surface, Central's going to go out and try to put the dagger to him like they did Booker T. They didn't want, you know, because if you let these teams hang around for a quarter or two, they're going to do it. And you know, Joe, from playing all those years, that even teams that you don't think are as strong as others, when you let them in and all of a sudden you go to half and it's 14-7, you know, that's a whole different ballgame. I will tell you this. Last year I was at that game, and it was I took a picture of the scoreboard just to have Luther smile, but it was 7-0 Edison last year at one time. I think it ended up 52-14, but it was 7-0. So, you know, the whole thing about Edison, you're a 3A school. You're trying, you know, you're not a deep team. But at the same time, I mean, they're still very much in the mix in 3A. So that's the one thing that they have to focus in. You know, you can't, Central's not the team you have to beat to get to state. So it's a team that would be a great community win, and I'm sure that Luther would, you know, like to go, you know, into Liberty City where they just named a nice park after him to, you know, kind of, you know, boast a little bit. But I don't see it happening. I just think Central's just too geared and too locked in.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, he has done a good job going taking that Edison job, and he's paid his dues at different jobs in different places to become the head coach there, and has been competitive, as you said, in all these games, even going to Deerfield Beach. That was a very competitive game. So
all the games, I mean, they've played tough, Joe. They really have. I mean, you know, I mean, you can't take anything away from the fact that the kids are playing hard for them.
All right, so let's jump on some other games you're watching, either in Dade or Broward, that you kind of like that we haven't talked about.
Well, there's a pretty good one. I mean, you know, you kind of on the surface, you kind of smile, but you got Miami High, 3-1, and very much in the playoff picture right now. Coach Paul Valero, his first year. Paul's been, you know, at the college level, and he's been down here before, and he's going against Dr. Kropp, who's 4-1. That's another marquee game, I think. But if I can talk about a few games that went on last night that a lot of people didn't get a chance to see, and one of them, I don't know if you saw the score, but a lot of people are talking it today. Western beat Taravella 91-0.
Blue, I'm going to be honest with you. I told Joe this morning I think there was something wrong with my computer.
There's no way.
It was 91-0.
With your computer.
How does that
91
happen?
91-0. Well, I talked to the guy who actually filmed the game, you know, because I wanted to get some clarification. He just said that, you know, even with a running clock, every Taravella kept throwing the ball, and Western were returning it for touchdowns. So, it got away.
I told Zach, no way.
Right.
I told Zach, I go, Zach, they run the clock. There's no way. There's no way somebody could lose. Shut down the Taravella program. That can't happen.
I don't know.
Blue, that's terrible.
It can't happen. But
how does that happen?
I agree. I don't know. I mean, that thing got away. I mean, and you know, to me, I mean, even when you score 50 and 60, I think it's the max because when you score in the high 60s because of the fact that you have that running clock.
Did they run it in the second half? Are you sure?
Yeah, sure. I don't think the guy even took his hand off the thing for a timeout.
Gosh.
I mean, you know, no, that's.
Dan Morgan called me last night crying.
Right.
Dan Morgan was crying last
night. He's not the only one. Yeah, I don't understand that. Coach, let me tell you something. Coach Charles Haefeli's a really good coach at Taravella. I don't think you guys understand. I mean, it's just he's up against it. It's very
91.
Tough. Have a lot of,
you're against it at 54-6.
I hear
91-0. That should have been the lead. 91-0. The principal comes out and says, we're going to shut the program down. Or we got to handpick who we're going to play. I mean, that's just
Lou. I thought about my original doing the scoring summaries for Herald Sports High School and thinking that's got to be the worst scoring summary you've ever had to do for somebody writing that.
Yeah. That's a lot of agate to type. That's a lot of agate to type. I'm telling you, but I will. Yeah. Well, you know what happens, and I've seen it, guys. That
don't try to be nice, Blue. That 91-0.
No.
You could tell me it's the nicest family you've ever been with. 91-0. Even the damn band went home at halftime.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. But you know what? A team like that needs to go independent for a couple of years. And I've seen it happen. Dr. Kropp went independent. Now they're in they're 4-1 and playing a main sheet. But that's what you have to do. You have to build up the JV. You have to build up your varsity to the point where you can compete. So do it at you have to do it at an independent team. You can't just go in against Deerfield and schools like that when you're overmatched. And that's what it is. They just don't have the personnel. And that's, you know, that's
you get nothing out of 91-0 except you're embarrassed to show up to school today because Friday and the kids are going to give you a hard time.
I thought it was a typo. Joe told me it was crazy to think that was true.
I said they run the clock in the second half. There's no way 91 points could be scored.
And they did, and they ran the clock. That's the thing. But
so
yeah,
you're
that's
telling
the only
me it
could have
been 300-0. Blue.
Hey, listen, you could have been Cumberland. Remember, Cumberland lost to Georgia Tech 222-0. So I mean, that's crazy. They didn't have clock running clock. I don't even think that clock.
You know, Taravella for years had one of the great bands. Used to win all the band competitions, and the band must be just that's it. Jeez. We're not. We'll wait for basketball season. We're done. No more of the football stuff.
I thought it was a basketball score. That's what I thought it was, a preseason basketball game. Oh, my
damn,
God.
Blue.
Oh, man.
You just ruined it. You ruined the whole rest of the high school stuff. I've never heard that in all the years you and I have been talking about high school football. 91 to nothing. What do you tell your players? You guys look good in those uniforms.
Well, Western, I think it was 2 years ago, Western scored 84 on Miami Springs. So they're used to that.
Well, Miami Springs used to everybody taking their players anyway, so that's been going on. Hey, he's pretty good. He won't be here next year.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'll tell you guys. I kind of wanted to clarify that because I've been getting that. I got texts all night. This can't be right. This can't be right.
That's the first thing I said. I go, you know, Zach, I can't find the score. Even the paper was embarrassed to put it in. That
it's
Sun
embarrassing,
Sentinel.
Right.
Like, I just don't. Are you telling me there's all the guys that potentially play are holding their girls, apparently holding their girlfriend's hand and not playing football?
No, not.
Or maybe they joined the band. Hell no, I don't know how to play, but I'll learn how to play the horn.
All of a sudden it's 52-0 at halftime and you're a drummer then.
Yeah, give me that damn thing. Here, big boy, you come out and play it.
Oh, man, I don't want to rip them too bad. I love those people over there.
Blue, 91 to nothing.
Right. I know, Joe. I know. Listen, well, you know what? South Florida fans
Zach,
are living
I apologize.
In a glass house.
I was. I said,
I feel a little vindicated. I'm not going to lie.
He goes, Joe, this thing said 91 nothing. No way, right? I go, no way.
Well,
all right,
good
Blue.
Thing Western don't play Nova, huh? Oh, my God.
I don't want to even talk about that. Stop.
This might be 50 to nothing. All right.
I'd be lucky.
How do I go from that? And he's a great guy. I'm sure that coach is a great guy. He better be a great guy to keep that damn job.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about something really good. Auto Nation's good every day. No matter what scores we throw in here, I love me some Auto Nation. What do you got for us today, Blue?
No, you guys are 100% right. Yeah, and Auto Nation has been just awesome for us. You know, not only on this show, our Monday night show, on 560 to Joe, and you know what? There's sure a lot of drivers out there, custom paint jobbers, tailgate upgraders, the super fans with super loud speakers, and you listening to me right now. Well, you're in luck because AutoNation is here for every driver. They love getting and keeping you on the road, but AutoNation doesn't just sell cars. They service them, and they even buy them. Yep, if you're looking to sell that vehicle, AutoNation will buy it for top dollar, even if you don't buy one from them. You'll get a check right on the spot, and you could deposit it right away. So start your super easy appraisal right now at AutoNation.com. So no matter who you are or what you drive, AutoNation has the car or truck for you. Hurry off to an AutoNation store nearest you. Get there today and this weekend and have a great time and drive home with a brand new car.
All right, Blue, we got some good ones this weekend. They're going to be good,
right,
tight
guys.
Games. Thank you.
Thanks, Blue.
Thank you. We'll see you. Have a great weekend.
All right, Larry Bluestein joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Wow. All right, we've got a lot more coming up. Don Bailey Jr. Going to join us before jumping on an airplane heading to North Carolina to talk about that matchup. 3:30 tomorrow, North Carolina and Miami. We'll be back in just a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.